personally. I found Donald Trump's indulgence toward Putin, an anti-American dictator who runs his country like a mafia don, to be contemptible. That is one of several reasons why, out of 17 potential Republican presidential nominees, Trump was much closer to the bottom than the top of my preference list. But nobody elected the federal government and its sprawling administrative state to decide whom to place at the top of the federal government and its sprawling administrative state. That is a decision for the sovereign, the American people exercising the franchise, not the administrators of the government they elect. It is not that Trump's take on Russia was popular. It is that 2016 voters decided that Russia was a low priority in the greater scheme of things. That should not surprise us, because Democrats, too, regarded Russia as a trifling concern, right up until Mrs. Clinton lost, and they unexpectedly found themselves in need of a scapegoat. The investigation was thus trumped up, as it were. As president, Donald Trump has been refreshingly tough on Moscow, considerably tougher than his predecessors over the past quarter century. Yes, candidate Trump's Russophilic commentary disturbed national security conservatives, yours truly among them. Still, it is simply a fact that, in recent American history, a longing for conciliation with Moscow's rogue regime has been standard fare. To be sure, Trump's rhetoric, unabashedly solipsistic, off the cuff, and sometimes inattentive, uninformed, or flatly untrue, is more jarring than that of conventional politicians. Not content merely to hope aloud for better relations, he has gone so far as to defend Putin by drawing a moral equivalence between the Kremlin's political assassinations of dissenters and our government's covert national defense operations. But while Trump's logorrhea is often hair-raising, his policy positions, with a few exceptions not relevant here, tend to be quotidian. That should not surprise us either, the Democrats' Chicken Little routine notwithstanding. President Trump spent most of his politically active life prior to running for office as a non-ideological centrist who thought Bill Clinton was a great president and who donated mostly to Democrats, such as Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer, and moderate Republicans, such as the late